I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. I hope you're getting some R&R this Labor Day, but even if you're working, why not sneak in a little fun? That's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. Trivia. Let's meet the man who's going to put us to the test. Okay, put me to the test, but I trust he'll play along. This is Philip Coggan, one of the sharpest wits over at The Economist. Here to quiz me, he's the lead editor in a new book called Game Query, Non-Trivial Trivia from the Minds at The Economist. So that means it's going to be pretty tough. Let me have it. We'll see how I go.
Okay, Marco, we're going to start you off with a nice, relatively easy one. This is a quote. I count my blessings for the fact that I don't have to go into that pit. Now, who said that about what in 1991?
All right. I saw this one and I said Margaret Thatcher. I was thinking coal mining pit. They were closing down 91. She would have been prime minister, yes?
She wouldn't have been prime minister in 91. She would have just stopped, yeah.
Anyway, it was who?
It was George H.W. Bush.
And the pit
talking
was?
About parliamentary questions in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
Besides that, I count my blessings for the fact I don't have to go into that pit that John Major stands in, nose to nose with the opposition, all yelling at each other. He and I have talked about that, incidentally. I think he does very, very well. But I think that's for him, not for me.
Okay, never mind. Now, this is a good one, which a PR company has a whole series of misperceptions, and this one has come from that survey. What proportion of the population of England and Wales is Muslim? And I'm going to give you 2 percentage points either way.
Okay. This was an interesting one. I came across this as I was reading the book last night, and I figured the number was probably going to be lower than I perceived. I said 10%. My wife said 5%. Turns out she was closer, right?
Yeah, your wife is brilliant. It's 5% that most people, well, the average perception is about 22%. And this is quite common among European countries. People think there are far more Muslims, far more immigrants than there actually are, which, of course, explains in part the rise of populism.
All right.
Okay.
What's next?
So now this one, I think, is to test your sort of economic knowledge. Which country in the Americas, that's North and South America together, is the least equal in terms of distribution of income, according to the World Bank, and which is the most equal?
I'm going to say least equal Haiti, most equal probably Canada.
And that's a perfect answer. I think there's double points for that.
Nice.
That right.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, I suppose Canada was the one that everybody might guess for, but Haiti is a tough one. Okay, now, you said you're a music fiend, so we're going to give you a music question here, and you can probably catch me out on my pronunciation of some of these. Which countries are these famous Latin music stars from? A, Ruben Blades.
Ruben Blades is from Panama.
That's correct. B, Luis Miguel.
Mexico.
That's correct. And finally, Juanes.
Juanes is from Colombia.
That's very good. Very good. You're on a roll here.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of a sort of tangential one. Which African country shares its name with that of a boy's name, particularly in the US, and the particles created when holes are punched in paper, such as on a voting ballot?
I love this question. The answer is Chad.
That's absolutely right. Hanging Chads
back to
the bushes in 2000,
Bush
exactly.
Gore.
Okay. Africa, next question, comprises what proportion of the world's land area? I'll give you 2% either way again.
Okay. I'm looking at our big in-studio map of the world, and to me it looks like about a fifth of the land area of the planet.
And that's absolutely right. Again, you know... I'm amazed that Mastermind or Mensa haven't called you already. That's great. And on the Mercator projection, as you may know, which is the way that the world is
often kind of squished.
Portrayed, Africa is shortened and Greenland looks a lot larger, but in fact, Africa is huge. Okay, this is a really tough question. What is the cheapest citizenship of any nation that you can buy in the world?
A complete stumper. I'm going to say probably some island in the Caribbean.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. St. Kitts and Nevis.
It's Dominica.
Dominica, okay.
Yeah, which is really small. But you can get in there for $100,000. Those of us who are worried about Brexit might be putting our savings together over here. Okay. next question, which is a bit like one of those original names questions, you know, what was the original name, Marilyn Monroe, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Who is Saloth Sar, who once ruled an Asian country, better known as? What did he change his name into?
Oh, wow. Saloth Sar. What does that look like?
The alliteration gives you a clue to help you out.
Not much of one, I'm afraid to say. I give up. What is it? Who is it?
It's Pol Pot. So he kept the
the alliteration.
The alliteration, yes, exactly.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Still in an Asian-related question. The giant panda is obviously China's most famous animal, often used as a gift. Which American leader received Ling Ling and Sing Sing star attractions at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C.?
And I saw this and I went and looked at the answer and I was wrong. I guessed Carter because I didn't think Nixon could get panda dividends that quickly after his famous trip to China, but apparently he did.
He did. That's right. He got them, and it's something they've given to helpful leaders quite often since, and we have them in Scotland.
And I have to say, I found this magnificent piece of tape on YouTube of Nixon calling a reporter in Washington, D.C. and saying, basically,
Mrs. Nixon and I decided that the pandas should go to the National Zoo.
Oh, that's very good news.
Oh, wow. What was he going to do? Keep him in the White House?
I left me scratching my head. Well, did he really have any choice? But then Nixon went on to tell this reporter about the pandas.
I was just talking to Rob Haldeman, who talked to his Chinese hosts, and this question of mating is very interesting. These are male and female.
Uh-huh.
The problem with pandas is that they don't know how to mate. The only way they learn how is to watch other pandas mate, you see? And so they're keeping them there a little while, these are younger ones, to sort of learn, you know, how it's done.
Learn the ropes.
Now, if they don't learn it, they'll get over here, nothing will happen. So I just thought you should have your best reporter out there to see whether these pandas have learned. So.
Wow. Richard Nixon on the mating rituals of pandas, and there's tape, and my mind is blown. Okay, I'm going to leave the trivia there for today.
Well, you've done so well. I think you've missed your vocation. You should be on, you know, whatever, Jeopardy or one of these things, just winning a fortune.
There were a lot of questions in there I had no idea. I'm talking about the rest of the book. You've got some tough ones, and I really appreciate not being dumbed down for this. But it's The Economist. What should we expect?
Yes, I think we should award you a sort of honorary subscription.
Okay, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Philip Coggan, the lead editor for Game Query, non-trivial trivia from the minds at The Economist. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And by the way, on Friday, I mentioned that Brazil is the world's largest coffee producer, has been for 150 years, and I asked you to come up with the four other Latin American countries in the world's top 10 list of coffee producers. Are you ready? They are Colombia, Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico. If you want more chances to test your global trivia knowledge, we've put extra trivia questions from Game Query in our Instagram stories. We're at PRI The World.